Isn't Dr. Schumacher dictating history and physical on a patient named Norman Enders? Place was Argentine Care Center. Date was December 28, 2022. That's December 28, 2022. New paragraph patient profile. Mr. Enders is a 79-year-old male who just moved to Argentine Care Center, period. New paragraph chief complaint. He's here for a bit more therapy, but possibly long-term care, as he's having difficulty with his gait and balance, period. He was living in a senior apartment and then had a hospitalization, period. New paragraph chief complaint. He has COPD, coronary artery disease, and had falls from the bed resulting in a wedge compression fracture of thoracic spine T6, period. New paragraph, history of present illness. This man was at Symphony in Linden, period. This is a nursing home where he's getting rehab, period. Mm-hmm. He was hospitalized after multiple falls from his bed, resulting in right upper quadrant pain, and he was found to have wedge compression fracture at T6, period. There was other musculoskeletal chest pain, period. He has chronic respiratory failure with hypoxia, period. Earlier this year, he had some admissions for COPD, period. This seems to be stable, but he needs oxygen continuously, period. He has coronary artery disease with a two-vessel bypass also about a year ago or so, period. This is stable and denies any current angina or dizziness or palpitations, period. He's had previous myocardial infarction as well, period. He has benign prostatic hyperplasia, and this also is stable, period. New paragraph. He is here from Symphony, presumably for a bit more rehab and long-term care because he had difficulty walking and poor balance, period. He tried to get to the bathroom this morning and only made it halfway, period. New paragraph. Review of systems, constitutional, no fever or chills or major weight change. Eye, sometimes has blurred vision, period. No eye pain. ENT, he has difficulty hearing, no earaches or throat or hoarseness. Respiratory, he's chronically on oxygen and he's not short of breath at present acutely, but does get exertional dyspnea and has had episodes of respiratory failure with hypoxia, period. Cardiovascular, no acute chest pain or palpitations, but he's had myocardial infarction and a bypass. GI, no abdominal pain, vomiting, diarrhea, or bleeding. GU, no dysuria or other complaints. Musculoskeletal. At the moment, he does not have any major pains, but sometimes gets back pain and discomfort, period. Neurologic, no headaches, fainting, or seizures. Endocrine, no polyuria or polydipsia, and there's no known diabetes. Hematologic, no excessive bruising, bleeding, or bleeding. Skin, no rash or itch. New paragraph, past history is positive for myocardial infarction, coronary artery bypass graft, alcohol excess, benign prostatic hyperplasia, COPD. New paragraph, surgical history, coronary artery bypass graft and tonsillectomy, social history. He has been a smoker and he has used alcohol in the past. New paragraph, family history, father had lung disease, brother had prostate cancer. New paragraph, social history, positive for history of smoking and history of alcohol use, period. There's been no recent alcohol excess, period. New paragraph, medications. Mm-hmm. Fired. The medications, acetaminophen 650 milligrams every 6 hours PRN, aspirin 81 milligrams daily, losartan 25 milligrams daily, fluticasone, with salmeterol, one puff twice, this would be two puffs twice a day, Norco 7.5 through 25, one every 6 hours as needed, Incruzalipta, one puff daily, Imdur 30 milligrams daily, lorazepam 0.5 milligrams twice a day, melatonin 5 milligrams at bedtime, metoprolol 25 milligrams daily, omeprazole 20 milligrams daily, Flomax 0.4 milligrams twice a day, torsemide 20 milligrams daily, trazodone 50 milligrams nightly, Zoloft 50 milligrams daily, isoxazoline of 2 liters a minute continuous. New paragraph, allergies unknown, new paragraph examination. He's not acutely distressed or debilitated appearing and is oriented. Head and neck exam. Pupils equal and reactive to light. Eyelids and conjunctiva are normal. Extraocular movements intact. Oral mucosa normal. Ears normal. Inspection. Hearing just slightly diminished. Neck supple. No mass. No nodes. No palpable thyromegaly. Lungs diminished breath sounds diffusely appeared. No wheezes or crackles appeared. Percussion was unremarkable. No accessory muscle use for breathing. He is on oxygen. Cardiovascular normal S1 S2. No gallop. No murmur. No edema, pedal pulse is 1 plus, abdomen soft, non-tender, no organomegaly, CNS, cranial nerves grossly normal, sensation intact, musculoskeletal, he moves all limbs equally, period, no problems with shoulder, range of motion, period, no cyanosis, skin is intact, warm and dry, without rashes, period, there's a few scabs in the dorsum of the feet, but not large. Skin is dry overall, period. Paragraph assessment and plan. One, Mr. Enders has COPD, which is significant. He'll continue on oxygen plus Simicort, change to Advair. It's actually one puff twice a day, period. He's on Incruzalipta also, one puff daily, period. Two, he has hypertension. controlled with Cozaar 25 milligrams daily, period. 3, he has coronary artery disease and previous MI and previous bypass. Now continue. Imdur 30 milligrams daily, plus androglycin 0.4 milligrams PRN, plus metoprolol 25 milligrams daily, period. 3, he has had back pain and wedge compression fractures and is on Tylenol 650 milligrams every 6 hours as needed, plus Norco if needed for stronger pain, period. 4, his prostatic hyperplasia, now continue Flomax 0.4 milligrams every 12 hours, period. This is Dr. Schumacher dictating, end of dictation.